This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Gibson writes for the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and he joins us on Monday afternoons to talk about a host of issues. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon.
Hot.
To join you. Very hot. The chickens that Stella has are walking around looking like dogs panting with their beaks open.
Not many people know you have chickens walking around your yard.
Yeah, well, there are four of them out there, and they're quite hot.
Yeah, I would imagine so. What in the world is going on with these quote-unquote abusive driver fees? Let's start, I guess, with the backstory to these things.
Well, this is one of these laws that is actually unusual in that it's much more unpopular as it goes into effect than it was when it was being debated. And that's because the abuser fees, which are a part of this giant transportation compromise package that the General Assembly agreed on with the governor this year, the abuser fees were really a very small part of that package, and they didn't get as much press when they were being debated. They have been debated for 3 years in a row now. They've been included in every major transportation bill that has come before the House and the Senate. But it wasn't until they were put into effect and people started writing about them. And I think some of the writing that was put in the last couple of weeks of June, beginning of July, tended to exaggerate the effects of some of the fees. For example, there was a story on AOL. If you click onto AOL, they had a story up there saying $3,000 abuser fee is new in Virginia this week. Well, it's going to take a little bit more than the average driver's misconduct to get a $3,000 abuser fee. But they're quite controversial right now, and they're somewhat unpopular because they apply only as abuser fees on Virginia driver's licenses, and they don't apply to anyone with an out-of-state driver's license. So if you're going through Virginia and you're speeding and you're going 20 miles over, which gives you the police the right to charge you with reckless driving, you can be slapped with an abuser fee if you have on top of your normal traffic fine, which is hefty enough.
A couple hundred dollars for
that,
I would imagine.
Certainly. And on top of that, you would get this abuser fee on a Virginia driver's license. A Maryland driver driving through the state would not. Now, 40% of Virginia's highway drivers are out-of-state drivers. So, you know, that's true on the interstates, the big roads. So on Interstate 81, you know, 40% of those speeding, chances are speeding with an out-of-state license, and they aren't touched by these extra fees.
So, gosh, I got a million questions, and I'm sure listeners do too. 977-1070, if you'd like to sound off or ask Bob a question about this new law that went into effect July 1st, I guess.
Right, and by the way, the fee, they vary depending on the offense, and there are lots of offenses that are covered. Reckless driving, which is one of the more common ones, and yet, you know, who gets charged with reckless driving? It's fairly serious when you are. That would cost you $1,050 in three annual payments of $350. So for 3 years straight,
wow,
you pay $350
on top of the regular fine, which you would pay before July 1st.
If you're convicted of reckless driving.
Wow. So you're looking at a total cost of upwards of $1,500.
Not to mention what it does to your insurance. So if you're insured. So, I mean, this is, it's going to hit some people pretty hard if they get charged with these abuser fees. That's why they're now coming into play, and drivers are taking a real look at them.
And it includes things like failing to signal, passing at a railroad crossing, which has got to be a feat in itself.
Well, the failure to signal, you usually don't get charged with reckless driving unless it's the cause of a serious accident.
Right.
You know, a lot of us forget to signal when we change lanes, and technically that could be. Although there is a movement in the General Assembly to kind of redefine reckless driving down a little bit so that it doesn't include the small things that could be charged with reckless driving.
Bob Gibson writes for the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and we're talking about the new Virginia abusive driver fees that went into effect on July 1st. So a lot of people are really ticked off about it. And why exactly? Is it because it's so expensive, but also because somebody from Maryland who maybe works in Northern Virginia doesn't have to pay that fine?
I think that's the big thing, that it's seen as unfair to Virginia drivers because they're the only ones who can get tagged with these large fees. They're the ones whose driver's license would have the points and would have the fees attached. You know, in Virginia law, and the Constitution of Virginia, traffic fines go to the Literary Fund, and the Literary Fund funds schools and teacher retirement. So it would not be eligible under the Constitution to use traffic fines for transportation money. So they went beyond the traffic fines and set up this extra set of fees. But those, they haven't figured out a way yet to apply these fees to out-of-state drivers. That's what they're looking at now. They're looking at a way to tweak the law, to change some of the things. And one of the things they really want to change is the unpopular nature of having it apply only to Virginia drivers.
Yeah. Are there other states that do this kind of thing? Because it really is a, it's modeled, a not-so-hidden tax is what it is.
Right. It is a not-so-hidden tax. And it's modeled after New Jersey statute. And there are other states that do this. And there are other states that also, in some way, I think, pass them along to not just their own drivers. So I think that's what the Virginia lawmakers are looking at now, a way to expand this so that the $60 million, $62 million a year that are going to be collected in fees, they hope, they figure, from these abusive drivers can be spread around to more than just Virginia drivers.
Right, right. Is it just me, or have you seen a lot of police out there monitoring your speed?
There are a lot of police out there monitoring your speed. And they have fancy devices that are not just radar. So they can catch you in situations where 10 years ago, perhaps they couldn't.
We're talking with Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress about the Virginia's brand new abusive driver fees, which is money you pay over and above the fine that you might get. The fine is not going away, but now there is an extra fee on a lot of the top bad driving practices. I guess it's the kind of thing where, you know, if you're not breaking the law, you have nothing to worry about.
And the lawmakers who support this estimate that somewhere between 1 and 4% of drivers in Virginia, 1 and 4% of Virginia drivers will be eligible for these fees. So it really would take a more serious offense or a collection of more serious offenses to get you the points that would qualify you for these abusive
drivers. So you have to have points on your license, a certain number of points, to sort of make you eligible for these fees.
And these points have to take effect starting last Sunday, July 1st. So Governor Kaine amended the bill so that they couldn't be retroactive points. They'd have to be new points added to your license demerit points after July 1st.
Well, that makes sense. So if you have no points on your license, you don't have a history of bad driving, and you go out today and you're listening to this show really loud or rocking out, and you happen to drive too fast and you get pulled over, but you have no points, you won't get these abusive driver fees. You'll just get a regular fine.
Chances are. But if you're speeding at more than 20 miles above and you're charged with reckless driving and you're convicted of reckless driving, then you would qualify for the $1,050
ouch
fee on top of the fines, and that would be in $350 installments over 3 years.
Wow. Gosh, we're talking with Bob Gibson. Elizabeth is on line one. Elizabeth, thanks so much for the call. You go right ahead.
Oh, hi. That does sound like a lot of money, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know, everybody I know, we see around town, people have forgotten how to signal, and it's pretty dangerous, and they do speed. But everybody sees that the police are doing that, too. Now, when the police don't signal or obey the speed limits, do they have to pay these fines, too? Well,
only if they get written up, and that doesn't usually happen.
Right.
Where's Gomer to make a citizen's arrest when you need him?
Oh, yeah, right. That's a good idea. Thank you so much.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for the call. 977-1070, we've got a line open if you'd like to join the conversation, and we'll get your take on these new abusive driver fees. Are you for them, or are you against them? What's been the fallout, Bob? Because a lot of
lawmakers are backing away from this portion of the transportation package, and they're backing away fairly fast. They're saying, well, yes, this is difficult to change, and it probably won't come out of the package, but boy, we ought to tweak it. And the number one way they want to tweak it is to spread it around so it's more fair, or seen as more fair, by including drivers from other states rather than just Virginia license
but
drivers.
But nobody so far has said, let's tweak it and lower the fees.
They aren't specifying yet. They want to look at it, as Delegate Rob Bell said. He's a supporter of these. He said, let's look at the first 6 months of experience we have with these and see how they come in to practice and see how they're assessed and see how they're being paid and see who's being charged and how. And I think they will. I think they'll, based on the first 6 months of the experience with this new law, they will try to tweak this law. And I don't know how they will do it. There was some debate. There was unanimity that tweaking was in the offing, but not a whole lot of specificity.
And Governor Kane has sort of backpedaled from his support a few months ago. He supported this.
Has caused some consternation among the Republicans who offered it in the first place, because he went on a radio station in Washington a couple of weeks ago and said, oh, by the way, this big idea was Dave Albo and another delegate, Tom Rusk from Northern Virginia's idea. Well, it's true. I mean, they're the ones who pushed the hardest and got it included in the package. But the governor has supported this on a number of occasions over the last several years, last couple of years. So I think it's something that there was broad unanimity on. Only 15 members of the House of Delegates voted against the package, and they weren't voting against it necessarily because of the abuse of driver fees.
Right, right. And now it seems to, we're seeing some reaction on the part of the Speaker and others that, well, this is good for safe driving, that one of the goals here was to improve driving, but we didn't hear a lot about that when the assembly was going on, when this was going through.
Well, they're looking for ways to sell this now, and I think one way they're trying to sell it is, well, let's tweak it. If it doesn't work, let's tweak it. Let's make it work. And the other is, well, you know, it's such a small part of the package. You know, it really is something that should make people think about driving more safely. I don't know if that was in their minds when they passed it.
And it is the whole package is what, $500 million or
$500 million a year is roughly.
And this
roughly
is what 62 or
this
something.
This is $62 million in the first or second year that it would start adding as a part of that new money that the state has desperately desired for its transportation funding.
It's got to be incredibly challenged. Let's just take a minute and admit this: whether you're a Democrat or Republican or Independent in Richmond. Really challenging when you sit down with a budget and figure out, well, where are we going to get the money to pay for these bridges and roads that obviously need to be repaired and for the new ones that need to be built. I have a little bit of sympathy with the position they're in.
I think Emmett Hanger said it best when I talked to him last week. Senator Hanger, who recently survived a scare in a Republican primary in Western Albemarle and Green in the Shenandoah Valley District he's represented the last 12 years, said they wanted to pass something that's really a tax, but they didn't want to call it a tax.
So it's a fee.
Yeah, so they call it a fee.
And you don't have to worry about it if you obey the law.
And he voted against it, and Watt Abbott, the delegate from Appomattox, whose district stretches up into southern Albemarle, voted against it. But most of the rest of the people around here voted for them.
Voted against it. Interesting.
Yeah. But not necessarily just because of the abuse of driver fees. I mean, Watt Abbott said he voted against the transportation package because it didn't do a lot for the roads in his district.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You're listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, thanks to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. If you want to get involved with the show, feel free to comment on our blog at sevillepodcast.com.
We're talking with Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and Sue has been waiting patiently on line one. Sue, you're on with Bob Gibson. Go right ahead.
All right, thanks. My question is, do these fees apply only to when the state police have cited you, or do local police allowed to get you for something and fine you that much?
Great question.
I'm pretty sure that it applies regardless of which police agency is issuing the ticket, because it goes on your license, and you're charged with speeding. It doesn't matter whether you're charged by a city or a county police officer or a sheriff's deputy or a state trooper. I think it all goes to the same license and therefore would apply.
Well, then, does running a red light constitute a felony or I mean, one of those?
Chances are not. Chances are, if you run a red light and you cause an accident, you could get charged with something that might bring one of these fees into play. But just the act of running a red light is not per se reckless driving. You can run a red light and not be convicted of or charged with reckless driving. So I would think that you'd have to be charged with it, and it would probably be an accident that would bring something like that about. The more serious the accident, you know, a couple of legislators said it is true you could get a $3,000 abuser fee, but basically what you would have to do to get such a large fee in a one-time event would be killing someone in an accident. Then you would be charged with enough things that the fees would start to pile in at that level. We all know that reckless driving can result from any number of problems that you are causing at the wheel, but generally you're charged with that, A, for speeding over 20 miles over the posted speed limit, or B, for doing something that was reckless and caused an accident.
Well, that's a very good explanation. And then my last piece of this is, Coy, maybe you could check out with the city and see if we're ever going to attempt to adopt the red light running thing that the legislature now allows us to do.
I would assume that we are, because the Charlottesville has for a number of years lobbied for that legislation to
and
be.
What is this again?
Extended the red light cameras that allow at certain dangerous intersections police to set up a camera. Now, the problem with those red light cameras is that where they've been used before, they tend to cause more rear end accidents, not the serious T-bone type where you're hit from the side and people's lives are endangered, but they can be very expensive rear-enders when people see that yellow and then apply the brakes and someone behind them is trying to get through the light. So, you know, they don't necessarily cut down the number of accidents. They are found to have cut down the number of serious accidents and deaths in red light accidents.
Interesting. Hey, Sue, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
You take care. We appreciate it. Look forward to hearing from you again. Let's go to LaTanya on line two. LaTanya, you're on with Bob Gibson. Go right ahead.
Hi, thank you. I'm in support of the laws for a reason not specifically related to highway crashes, but here we all want to do something to stop the deaths of our military men and women in Iraq, and yet 6,000 teenagers are killed in this country every year in car crashes. And if a law like this or laws like this can be enacted to reduce our own fatalities here, that's a real hands-on, grassroots kind of way to save lives. So I vote yes. Let's get these fines up there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's a great point.
I think it is a very salient point. We speak in the news quite a bit about certain types of deaths, and of course our, the loss of service people in war is one type that is making the news. We don't tend to think quite as often about the highway fatalities that come in more numerous thousands every year.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is one way that, you know, another law that went into effect July 1 bans the use of cell phones by anyone under the age of 18. Well, you know, there are people over 18 who can unsafely drive using a cell phone as well. They tend to be voters. So it was easier for the legislature to say to the non-voters under 18, you can't use a cell phone while driving.
I remember when we lived in upstate New York, the law went into effect when Allison was teaching at the college up there that you couldn't talk on a you had to be hands-free. If you wanted to talk on a cell phone in the car in New York State now, you have to have a hands-free device. You can't actually hold the cell phone.
Right.
Which,
and then any number of states are adding that, New Jersey and other states as well. So chances are if you drive outside Virginia, you're going to run into states that have this law for not just under 18s.
Yeah, yeah. So be prepared for that. Bob Gibson writes for the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Next week, we'll have to talk about your family farm. Speaking of upstate New York, we'll have to talk about your historic family farm.
Oh, we had a wonderful family meeting up there. You know, every 4th of July, we get together. And the family owns the farm. Everybody has about a share, about one share of stock. And it's a 125-acre organic vegetable farm that's been in the family since 1795.
Wow. Wow. Well, we definitely want to talk about that when we sit with you again and look forward to it. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob Gibson writes for the Charlottesville Daily Progress. You can read his work online at dailyprogress.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.